This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for us to get back to work, so to speak, on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, adapting like you are to the challenges that pretty much everybody is experiencing, navigating. If I hear one more commercial, though, that says, that refers to these uncertain times, I think I'm going to puke. Can't you people with advertising, you know, all these executives make a lot of money at these ad agencies, come up with better copy than that? And navigating these uncertain times. Come on. Let's see. We know we're in difficult times, uncertain times. Everybody knows that. If you don't know that by now, I don't think... The reason I say that, there are some things that drive me nuts. little things mean a lot. And because I'm so close to this business, been in it for such a long time, and it's so obvious when people are lazy, that's just lazy copy. That's ridiculous. Challenges and blah, blah, blah. Come on, hit me with your best shot, baby. Who did that? Was that Pat? That's Pat Benatar, right?
Hit me
with your Hit me with your best. That'd be a good way to start a commercial, right? Gotta play. Do you have to play? Pay royalties for that? I think you do, right? You take a piece out of a song and use it. If you're having a movie. Or when politicians don't use the music, don't have to pay the royalties, though, do they? When politicians use...
they get sued a lot.
Yeah, they
when they use music.
Yeah, but it's not usually because of... It's because they don't want to be identified with particular politicians sometimes,
right,
more than anything else. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know why, though, the music doesn't seem to have... Because it's being played in a public forum, and often it's on TV as well when rallies and stuff happen at conventions. I don't know why artists don't really have that power to sue for that.
Don't know either. No, but then I don't know much about history. I don't know much biology. All I know is I Love You. Remember that song from... I don't know much about history. Yeah. Okay, probably we should get into some of the issues, you think?
I don't think your musical backup, but okay.
it is Throwback Thursday. Okay, government news, Jennifer. Would you like to kick off what the latest is? For example, those who thought that the deadline for filing for the PPP was the end of June, not so fast. Or is this something that's being acted on?
Well, we'll do a double update on the government. So the Senate this week cleared legislation to extend the deadline for businesses to apply for coronavirus aid under the Paycheck Protection Program. It was supposed to expire at the end of June. Now the bill that was passed by the Senate with unanimous consent, meaning they didn't even need to hold a vote, just everybody was like, yep, we're all on board. The deadline is now August the 8th. So that would go to businesses with fewer than 500 employees. There's $130 billion in unspent money under the PPP, which has prompted the discussion amongst lawmakers. What can we do with all of this money? Senator Cardin from Maryland, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Small Business Committee, said that while there needs to be another round of small business help, extending the application period will delay the deadline until the Senate goes to its August recess, with lawmakers at least looking at the coronavirus bill probably next month. So a little bit of time if you're looking for help. And we're seeing a lot of states who are now being pushed to close down again. And so it's very likely that there are going to be some businesses who maybe snuck by the first time that may need extra help this time around. Also going on, House Republicans this week started to rally behind a push to formally condemn the Chinese Communist Party for hindering the coronavirus pandemic response in the United States and around the world. There's a resolution that is going to be introduced by Representative Kinzinger. He's from Illinois, a Republican, and It reads in part, quote, "The House of Representatives condemns in the harshest of terms the cyber attacks perpetrated against those American persons and organizations engaged in COVID-19 research." The resolution says it's the sense of the House of Representatives that the administration should respond to these attacks to punish those responsible and to dissuade others from engaging in the same acts by utilizing existing authorities, including sanctions, against foreign persons engaged in such acts at the highest of the PRC. Now, that means not only was China not transparent in its response to the virus, but think about this, and it's something we haven't talked about. For those people who are trying to get information, researchers in this country and around the world who are trying to put together what this disease is all about, they were hacked by the Chinese government. And
ooh, Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Wow.
And so when we talk about what's being done, at least now we're finding out even more. These House Republicans, I don't know if they have bipartisan support. I hope that they do. I think this is not a party issue. It's certainly an American issue or a world issue against the Chinese. So we'll see if they decide to back this piece of legislation. Certainly the Republicans feel that they have enough.
How could you argue against backing it? What would be an argument that you would set forth to not support something like that? That's somebody's gonna have to work a little on that one. If you are not in favor of it, why or how could you explain not being in favor of something like that? And going deeper than, you know, I've been an advocate for a long time of us really, and I don't see a lot of this action happening, legislators crafting some serious legislation to enhance or enable people through tax incentives, if you want to do that, to get out of China, come back here, and reopen your business. A lot of people are doing that, and then there are those that are moving them to other countries. The Europeans are way ahead of us on this, moving businesses out of China and into other locations, and it's common sense. I think the people are going to, if you're thinking at all about anything, you got to be thinking about that in terms of how it affects you. I went to
crazy that we didn't know that they were hacking our researchers,
no,
so that
they
we
hack
can
everything.
Find out more.
These people are the most untrustworthy in modern history. They are not to be trusted. The government of China, no matter what, you can't really make a deal with them.
They hacked some university labs too. I don't know if that was mentioned, but yeah, it's been they're just
Anybody who's researching, and according to, just to know how this is going to play out, because it's rolling out this week, so Kinzinger and Michael McCaul, who's a Republican from Texas, are the ones who introduced this to the Foreign Affairs Committee. And so to find out what Democrats are doing, they say right now it's unknown, but originally they slated this to hold China accountable, and Democrats were on board, but then backed out of what was supposed to be a bipartisan commission in the early days of the pandemic back in February. So hopefully this, I can't imagine it wouldn't get bipartisan support, but.
No, there's no, know. No, it doesn't make.
Is there
any
such
sense.
A thing as bipartisan anymore, maybe?
Well, yeah, I think there has to be. Now, one wonders how a government is going to deal with the looming housing crisis. A lot of evictions, as you would expect. A lot of people have moved into places. A lot of people can't pay because they don't have jobs. A lot of Americans at risk of eviction. They can't make their rent. Some of the moratoriums have gone, 3 months? So you got till next month, you got to start paying again. Apparently, Virginia has 5 of the top 10 cities in the country with the highest eviction rates. Richmond is at the top of the heap here. But it's something that I think we all are going to hear a lot more about. And I wonder how many of you are in this circumstance. 33% of Americans have had a hard time paying for housing since March. 49% feel worse about their financial situation than they did when this all started 3 or 4 months ago. The CEO of Housing Opportunities Made Equal, Heather Crisplip, I think is her name, said, quote, "We won't see the cascade or tsunami of evictions we're expecting for another week or two. But then
housing courts aren't open yet. That's why
tremendously concerned. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So as housing courts start to open, landlords, they couldn't evict for 90 days, but now if time's up and
so what do you do? What do you under the circumstances?
There's a big concern that this is going to just make the homeless population or the houseless population really swell. So I don't know the answer. I have no idea what's going to happen.
No. All right. Some good news. 4th of July week is upon us. You remember, I think we were talking about this, 3-4 weeks ago, because the price of gas had gone way down. I bought diesel fuel for the farm for $1.24 a gallon about two and a half months ago. And then the prices started going up. But this week, they've hit kind of a wall, and now they're going back down again. The average price is $2.17 around the country, factoring in the usual tax fiasco in California and some of the other states that have high taxes. What are you paying for a gallon of gas, Jennifer, in L.A. now?
Well over $3, and there
still
was $3. Oh, yeah, and on July 1st, the gas tax went up again, the gas tax that all these dimwits voted on. So now the new tax is up to 50 cents. We were already paying about a dollar in taxes before that.
Yeah. So, what are you paying in New Jersey for gas?
I just filled up the other day, and I think it was $1.91.
Yeah,
something like that.
I paid $1.93.
Are you serious?
$1.99 around here. Yeah,
Jersey gas is always cheaper, but it's amazing that it's stayed under $2.
Well, because all the refineries, they don't have to truck it very far. That's what the cost. Other than in California and some of the high tax states, the difference in what you pay is what it costs to truck the gas from where it is refined to where you are. So you look around. So one wonders if this isn't further going to encourage people to drive to wherever they want to go, to the lake, to the, travel a couple miles.
Well, I think that's why RV rentals are so high right now.
Yeah,
because
it's
not that expensive to fill up the tank.
Well, but they have those things get about 6 miles to a gallon.
Oh, I know, but still, if you're starting at a base of $1.91 a gallon, then
it's a lot more attractive.
Yeah,
it sure is. Yep. On our clip of the day today, Dana Chang, who was on with us on the program on Wednesday, and that's the clip of the day. That whole interview we have. She reports for the Epoch Times. She's a China. She actually told us yesterday that she grew up in Wuhan, so she knows the situation there with this organization that reports back about. They have, you can't imagine. If somebody was reporting for the Epoch Times and the government found out that they were reporters, they'd kill them. You'd never see them again.
Well, that's why she lives in New York City.
Dangerous. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, that conversation about late info on the Chinese government, the COVID thing, the whole deal, how things are changing. We have her on from time to time. You'll find this a very informative interview if you didn't hear it. It's the clip of the day, along with the whole program that you can listen to all day, every day, at the website for this program, which is djvshow.com.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all my pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mercy, mercy me. It's music time. Oh, I like this. Elton John and Kiki B start off our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program with the Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you. The song brings us into an announcement that was made by Elton John about our weekly archival concert series. It's going to air on his official YouTube channel. You have to pay extra for that. Victoria, is that part of the $65 or whatever it is? Yeah. Okay. Starts this Friday at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 12 in noontime. Elton John Classic Concert Series, premiering with Live at the Playhouse Theater in Edinburgh, goes back to 1976. That'd be a great thing to watch. That'd be a lot of fun. Followed by five more weekly concert sets, each running a couple of hours. Series will raise funds toward the Elton John AIDS Foundation in support of relief efforts for the COVID. Now, my foundation's COVID Emergency Fund helps frontline partners prepare for and respond to this pandemic and its effects on HIV prevention and care for the most marginalized communities. Did he ever have HIV? Elton John,
if he did or does, then he quiet. Hasn't. I don't believe he's been public about it. He might have it and is on the cocktail for, many years. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Although he's in pretty good shape in his 70s, so I'm guessing probably not.
Fat.
I think he would have probably said something.
Yeah, I think you're right. He says we can't jeopardize HIV testing and care during this time or else the results could be disastrous for the 37.5 million people living with HIV. So I'm really happy to connect this YouTube concert series to benefit our foundation's urgent response. Live at the Playhouse Theater was recorded as part of the Edinburgh Festival of Popular Music in September of 76. Shows Elton at the height of his popularity, having enjoyed his first UK number one single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Solo set also features performances of Rocket Man, Daniel, and Benny and the Jets. I don't agree. That wasn't the height of his popularity. I think that's where the start. He got to an apex and has pretty much stayed there. I don't think he's any less popular today than he has been at any point in his career. Do you both agree with me? I think he's every bit as popular today.
Well, but
I think
he's not
legendary.
Because
he's not got new music coming out.
Right.
But
he's not on the charts.
All right. If that's the measure, I understand what you're saying. Yep. Okay. All right, speaking of a legend, 25 and change after the hour, Smokey Robinson now, along with St. Vincent and Alanis Morissette, releasing new projects via Audible and a new deal with that company. The collaboration will begin with St. Vincent's project, St. Vincent, Words and Music, in which St. Vincent, who's played by Annie Clark, will chronicle her lyrics and music and reflect on her influences. In Smokey Robinson's project, he'll look back at his 70-year career. Imagine that. He's, what, 79, I think? Now it's maybe 80. So he started when he was, obviously, he was a real kid. And then there's Alanis Morissette.
He has not aged much.
No, he's taking good care of himself. Or had somebody take good care of him, one way or the other, slicing and dicing. But he doesn't look like he's been cut up. He just looks, you know, looks good, healthy. Alanis Morissette's going to include her unpacking of a lifetime of conscious self-discovery and a powerful and thoughtful rumination on her journey as an artist, celebrity, and human being, so she says. Life is strange and full of uncertainty right now, Annie Clark, St. Vincent says. But music is a constant. Music transcends the chaos. It's always been there for me when I've needed it, so I'm thrilled to be working with Audible to share my story, my music, especially in a time when music is such a critical part of coping and getting through what's going on. I think that's pretty true. Smokey says, it's always been my passion to create experiences that touch and move people. I'm humbled to have the opportunity to share my story, the stories of my incomparable contemporaries like Marvin and Aretha, plus my music with millions of Audible listeners. I would like to listen to that, frankly. Good. Good stuff. 28 minutes after the hour now, speaking of good stuff, you're listening to today's deep.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House has no plans to take action on reports of Russia paying bounties for U.S. soldier deaths in Afghanistan. And that's because President Trump reportedly does not believe the reports are actionable or even true. That's according to the Washington Post. The news that Moscow may have been paying the Taliban to kill Americans grabbing headlines this week, but the president's dismissed it as fake news. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the president is well aware of the risks that Russia does pose to the United States.
President Trump has been serious about responding to this in a way that protects America, keeps Americans safe, and every day working diligently to make sure that we keep our soldiers safe.
A huge infrastructure proposal has been approved by the House, but is not expected to see action in the U.S. Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Department of Homeland Security said it plans to deploy a newly established task force to protect federal statues and other monuments over the 4th of July weekend. Acting Secretary Chad Wolf established the Protecting American Communities Task Force to protect monuments after many have been toppled in recent weeks because of their links to slavery, racism, or colonialism. President Trump signed an executive order last week to protect federal monuments and directed the department to provide personnel to assist with the effort. Wolf said his department will monitor potential civil unrest or destruction and deploy resources to protect federal monuments and work with the Interior and Justice Departments to share intelligence. The effort comes amid widespread Black Lives Matter protests worldwide, inspired by the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th. Some demonstrators have brought down or attempted to bring down statues honoring historic figures who have owned slaves or been involved in the Confederacy or efforts to forcefully relocate Native Americans. In some places, leaders have approved the official removal of such statues, including a Confederate monument in Denton, Texas, a statue of President Theodore Roosevelt at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, and a statue of George Preston Marshall, the founder of the NFL's Washington Redskins. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All things metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast For Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Find that out from Victoria as well. It is the DJV program. Now is the time. You've been saying when the time is right. Well, what's better than doing things right now, right? Why would you put off to tomorrow what you can do today? Don't hold back. Let's get at it. All right? Let's see if we go. We're talking about whether or not we should put water. What do you do, Victoria? Do you put water in the dry food for the dogs?
Yeah, a little bit. I do a mix of wet food and dry food for them.
Warm water or cold water?
Warm. You want to heat it up so it... Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew, who wants to... Ugh.
I know.
I mean,
yeah,
if you think about it, dog food is pretty unappealing anyway, so, yeah, I try to make it as appetizing as possible.
Well, I mix things in with it, like eggs and things. Hard-boiled eggs are good. You know, some of the... I've discovered vegetarian meatballs. Which mix well. I've had this week my culinary focus has been on all the things you can do with cauliflower. There's a new cauliflower rice. So I mixed
not new.
That.
I think we talked about this. No, remember
cauliflower rice is not new.
I think I'm the one that told you to look for cauliflower rice and cauliflower mashed potatoes, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, I took your advice and I finally
not for the dog, but for you. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I give it to the
but
dog too.
Yeah. For the dog, well, just be careful.
You two, late nights at the Steffen House with cauliflower rice on the menu?
Yeah,
holy
I mean.
Mackerel.
But just be careful with, because any kind of cruciferous vegetables can give, that can be really rough on a dog's intestines. And so you'll give her a lot of gas that she doesn't want. So just be careful with that, for one. And secondly, vegetarian meatballs, that's probably all soy, and that's really bad for dogs. So just enough with
that's
the feeding her the
you,
human food. It's not good for humans either. Processed soy is terrible.
Yeah, terrible for you.
So, but don't give it to your dog either.
Okay, well, I'll have to look at the I usually look at the labels. I'm much better at looking
food?
At the labels. I
why
do give her
just
dog
give
food.
Her good dog food?
I do. I give her Lucy Pet.
That's what my dogs eat, and they don't get extra people
Warren
food.
Warren recommends.
Right.
And I sometimes put a little other stuff, the chopped meat stuff that's cooked, that's good, that comes from good sources. I do that sometimes, mix that up. Speaking of chop, with this for a segue serenade, Seattle and the Chop Zone. What's going on there, Victoria?
Well, law enforcement in Seattle have swept into the Chop Zone, also sometimes called Chaz. Is it Chaz or Chad?
Chaz.
Chaz.
C-H-A-Z.
Chaz. So, yeah.
Chaz
so
is an African nation. Mm-hmm. And Chaz is the autonomous nation in Seattle.
And Chad are the things left on your voting ballot.
And Chop is just a weird new name for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the Chop Zone, which was the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone, that is now, they've arrested 31 people, and it has it's several blocks long. It's been controlled by protesters, and there have been standoffs between the protesters and law enforcement. And so Seattle's mayor, Jenny Durkin, has issued an order to clear the area. This began on Wednesday, and so now they're arresting people for unlawful assembly. They're citing safety and health and property concerns. She didn't really make a statement, right, Jen, until just now?
Yeah,
like
you want to know when she made
silent,
this?
Right?
Well, she's been out there saying, oh, it's just the summer of love. No big deal. Everything's fine. Well, people started dying, and so some pressure started mounting on her.
A couple teens
and then,
shot, yeah.
Yeah, well, a couple, I think three people dead and some shootings, and just it's very, not good. Not a good situation. And so she's been telling the police to stay out, and now, a couple of days ago, apparently these protesters found their way to her front lawn and sat on her doorstep. And lo and behold, within 24 hours, she had sent the police in to clear them away.
Huh.
This is the epitome of this is an embarrassment.
Bad management. Bad government.
It's good for the city, but once they come to my front yard, then I'm going to call the police in to clear them out. Come
on.
You're supposed to be a public servant. You don't wait till it comes and sits on your lawn until you make that decision. I don't know. It's just that she is something else. And now she's in a war with one of the city council members. So one of the people who facilitated Chaz or Chop is a city councilwoman who has declared herself a socialist. That's not just someone tagging her with that. She says she is a socialist. She won her position on the city council as a socialist. And so she's actually been facilitating this protest. She's the one who encouraged the protesters to take over the police precinct. And everybody kind of let her go. Well, until she showed up with the protesters on the mayor's lawn. Now the mayor's calling for the city council to investigate this woman and see if she was encouraging the unlawful assembly that she's now declared. And she's pushing on her to resign
phony.
Or to have the city council kick her off.
Yeah, a big phony. Speaking of Chinese, were we speaking about Chinese? No.
I don't know, but
we were speaking.
We always are. Just go ahead.
Yeah, just
well,
just go
I
with
just,
it.
Something in your, what you just said, triggered something in my mind from my reading yesterday about what the Chinese government is doing with U.S. media operations in China. The Beijing government announced this week it is now going to require all U.S. media outlets to completely disclose all details about all information that's coming from their China operations, or they will be dismissed. and I had Chinese. I had translated that to Chinese. So NPR, UPI, United Press International, CBS News, NBC, whoever's got personnel and property in China now is going to be under scrutiny of the Chinese Foreign Ministry. They must brief the Foreign Ministry on what they're going to be giving us for news. You know how long that's going to last? That'll last about 10 seconds. So what they're doing is driving whatever you... I mean, it's pretty... how smart you have to be to see what they're doing. They're going to make it impossible for the news media to cover what's really going on in China. Whether they're able to do that now or not, I never feel comfortable about the stuff that we get from those outlets now because I think it's whitewashed, whereas what we get from the Epoch Times reporters is not. But they're making it a formal thing now. So what do you suppose the Trump administration ought to do about that? Is there a retort to the Chinese government saying media outlets have to tell us what they're going to report on or you can't report here? What would be an appropriate response from it? To throw the Chinese news agency out of America? Well, why not? Right? Although we're pretty transparent here. Well, more. Scratch that. We're more transparent than the Chinese are. I don't know that we're as transparent as we ought to be by any stretch of the imagination. But what about it? What do we do if they throw out all of our news media organizations? So is there...
I don't know if there's anything we can do. I mean, we can throw out theirs, or we let them... I mean, we're still going to have intelligence, whether the news media is there or not.
Right, we are.
We still have intel. The government will still have intel. So if they want to throw out the reporters, I guess that's their prerogative. It's just going to make them look worse to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think
they
giving
care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think they should,
because if the rest of the world gets a backbone and stands up against them, then they're outnumbered. And that's what we need to
Well, they're outnumbered
happen,
now,
actually.
And that
right.
is what's happening.
But not
Europeans
everybody's got a backbone to stand up against them.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, more than having a backbone, China also knows that we've got 50 years of supply chains that are so inextricably linked to everything in China. And they know that. So even though we can talk a big talk, unless we really start dismantling that supply chain, which I don't see any country making any real big strides with that. The tech industry is making some moves out of China, but there's still going to be stuff that's made in China that are going to be in parts of electronics. That's just
you have
how
brought
it is.
This. You, all of you, have brought this on yourselves. All of us have by buying all of this stuff and supporting the manufacturing of things. It's the job of the CEO of a publicly traded company to make the most for the stockholders. And they do that at their own discretion. That's how they get their jobs. It's how they keep their jobs. And it's why they lose their jobs. If it doesn't go to the bottom line, then they're considered a failure. And they're not usually told how to get it to the bottom line. So they create whatever they can create. And in this circumstance, the Chinese government has made it easy for American firms all around the world to come over there, take advantage of their manufacturing prowess, and then they've stolen most of the technology. That would have been the first key for me. They've stolen most of the technology, most of the information, most of the secrets, if you will, to manufacturing that were done over there in their plants. They've stolen that stuff, and they've made it on their own. Made whatever it is, whatever the product.
That's what they do. China, like we talk about 3D printing, which is incredibly useful for a lot of purposes now, anything from prosthetics for people to, you know, to fashion items. Well, the Chinese, they were pioneers of 3D printing. Jen, we've talked about, you know, and if you go to New York, you go to Canal Street, you can get a Chanel bag that the company itself might not be able to tell is a fake.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is what they have done. It's all made in China. It's all counterfeit. Yeah. This is what they have done
for decades.
Crooked, this is nothing new.
No good. No good.
Do you know how many phony iPhones are out there that you would never be? That people have taken them into an Apple store for repair. They've been taken apart, and no one has even known that it's a counterfeit iPhone. I mean, that's how good their stuff is.
Well, we've got to deal with this.
I know.
Sooner or later, got to deal with it. All right, here's something important for all of us who are, I'm not sure that I would consider myself a Beavis and Butthead fan. I've watched some of this stuff.
But
I can tell you right now, you're probably not a Beavis and Butthead fan.
Well, I didn't like some of the stuff I've seen. But I understand, Jennifer, they're getting a two-season revival at Comedy Central. The network is shifting toward animation. This is from the 1990s. Who still even cares about Beavis and Butthead?
They're coming back. It's all new. I loved Beavis and Butthead. I'm excited
you did?
For it.
Why?
Yeah.
What was there about it that made you laugh?
It was funny. It was social commentary.
What made it funny?
Well, without watching it, it was obviously you're not the audience. So I grew up on this. This is Beavis and Butthead is, you know, this was a cultural moment in the 90s. So this was huge.
It's like Seth MacFarlane-ish, right? Isn't that really what it is, Seth MacFarlane-ish, or is it even?
It's a different kind of humor.
And they used to comment on music videos. Remember, they'd sit and watch, like, real music videos. That made it kind of groundbreaking that they mixed in animation. I was never a huge fan. But I think there's a huge appetite for taking people back to their childhood, and that's why you see the reboot of One Day at a Time and Full House. And so it's just another one of those, I think.
And I guess I have to go back to the Three Stooges.
Right.
They did remake that, by the way. You have to go back to Black and White.
Very funny, Victoria.
That's true.
It was.
That's true.
I told you. The first TV set we had was a Stromberg Carlson black and white 10-inch screen with a magnifying glass in front of it so you could actually see.
Oh, my God.
That was the first
TV set.
That's
what you watched The Three Stooges on, right?
That's exactly what I watched The Three Stooges on. Yep, exactly.
Wow.
And then I considered my two sisters to be part of The Three Stooges. It was the three of us. That was Saturday morning. Before I went off to the farm when I was younger, it was the Three Stooges. And I used to try to hit my sisters with a board or whatever other stupid stuff they did. Anyway, let's talk about Dr. Ken and the most recent Good Day Health podcast that's available now. It has dropped at gooddayhealthshow.com. Am I using that? It sounds like I'm kind of hip when I say it's dropped, right? Isn't that the new lingo for music?
Yeah.
It's dropped.
It's not new.
Oh,
cauliflower rice, not new. Let's just do the not new segment and like have Doug go. Yeah,
the not news of the day.
Hey, did you see the thing? It's called a record player.
Right,
not news of the day.
Hey, I got a laser disc. That's cool. He doesn't even know what that is. Never mind.
No, he's like,
wait a minute.
That's the 70s. The 70s call.
Yeah.
I want my leisure suit back. Okay. Anyway, we're always talking about Dr. Ken. And what the medical journals are predicting the death toll will be from the virus, he talks about that. Actually, Dr. Ken has become quite the contrarian. He didn't used to be, but he has become quite the contrarian when it comes to mainstream medicine because he's finding all kinds of holes in what's going on with some of the journals that he's read religiously for all of his 35, 40-year career. So find out what the most recent info is, or what the real story is, the story behind the story, medically speaking, from a traditional cardiologist for whom I have great respect and admiration and love, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Most recent post is at gooddayhealthshow.com.
A new survey from two prominent women's health organizations explored opinions about testing for cervical cancer. Over the past 5 years, there's been an increase in the number of healthcare providers and women who consider using the Pap and HPV tests together important to overall health. Dr. DeCarla Albright is a leading OBGYN.
The survey results underscore the ongoing confidence women and their healthcare providers have in the effectiveness and necessity of cervical cancer screening. They also demonstrate a growing reliance on co-testing with the Pap test and HPV tests together as the best way to protect women's health.
An astounding 95% of healthcare providers consider the Pap test valuable in screening for cervical cancer, and 90% of women agree with the importance of the Pap test. Additionally, 89% of healthcare providers believe co-testing is essential for women's health.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For us now, Dr. Ken Kronos not with us at the moment, but Victoria and I have culled some food news. She starts at 53 past the hour with a focus on some restaurants. All right, where are we going, Victoria?
Well, it's not great news from Yelp. Yelp, of course, is the restaurant review app and website, and they've been making a concerted effort to help restaurants reach the customers, let them know that they're doing takeout, let them know if you're in a state where indoor dining is open again, things like that. So Yelp has released what they call their local economic impact report, and it showed just under 24,000 eating establishments listed on Yelp experienced some type of closure since March 1st to the present day. The worst news about that is that 53% of them have shut down for good. So we've been waiting to see. We knew that shopping and retail and restaurants and the beauty and the spa category, we knew that and gyms as well, we knew that they were hit probably the hardest most immediately. But I think a lot of people, myself included, were more optimistic that restaurants could hang in there and reopen. But it looks like...
tough business, ma'am.
Yeah. So it looks like we've lost about 12,000 restaurants across the country that will never reopen. Yeah. That's not great news. In other sort of good news, though, one of the restaurants, or it's a restaurant chain, that has actually seen a huge boom in business is Sonic, the drive-thru, or the drive-in.
Yeah, sure. Makes sense.
And so this trend, which is sort of like, you know, let's go to the hop. Isn't that like what you guys used to sing?
Let's go to the hop, baby. Well, they used to have the adventure car hops around here, but car hops were the big thing. You were teasing me about my youth in the 50s. And the mid-late 60s, the IHOPs, not the IHOPs, but all of these places like what Sonic is today, the Adventure Car Hop. There was the root beer outfit that had a car. Anyway, there were a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, now apparently, according to a new study, the format of the car hop is becoming very trendy again. And so, if you've never been to a car hop, it's basically like a drive-in, and at Sonic, you can just order right off the screen that's next to your car. So it's very little interaction, and it's a very safe way in these weird COVID times. It's, you know, it's a safe way to go out and have, you know, share a meal with the family. And so now a lot of restaurants are seeing that Sonic has increased their business exponentially, and they're trying to copy Sonic's car hop model. And it's still considered a novelty, but they expect that that 10 to 20% of all restaurants by the end of this year will have implemented some sort of car hop situation if they have a parking lot. And it's also kind of, it does feel a little bit like a novelty. A friend of mine texted me last night. He was at a drive-in movie, and he had never been to it because, you know, we don't have drive-in movies around us and haven't really in our lifetime. And so, like, that's now becoming another thing. So what's old is new again. The milkman delivering milk to your front door is back. The car hops are back. Drive-in movies are back. So it's kind of cool in that sense. And TGI Fridays, Applebee's, IHOP, all of those chains are now trying to consider something similar to Sonic.
I remember it was called Conrad's Drive-In here in Massachusetts. That's what people would, you'd hop, they call it a car hop because you'd hop in the car and you would drive to the restaurant and sit in the car, like going to a drive-in movie. As a matter of fact, a lot of people would go to the car hop, get their food, and then go to the drive-in movie.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. And that's, what's old is new again. IHOP's been around for a long time, so it's interesting to see how they're working through all of this to survive. They made their menu a lot smaller. The chain has revealed a new slimmed-down menu, only 2 pages. Ever go into an IHOP, it's page after page after page. Yeah. Kind of like going to Denny's or any of these other places that have just about everything, or going into, you know, an old-fashioned diner. The menu just goes on and on and on. The menu at IHOP is not just physically smaller, it's disposable, so that you won't be handling, you know, you go into these restaurants with the plastic covers on the man, those have got to be...
I think this is the first time...
The virus.
Yeah, this is the first time I've actually seen a host or hostess at the stand actually disinfecting menus.
Really?
This is the first time, because, you know, normally they're the dirtiest things in a restaurant, it's the menu.
They've replaced syrup bottles with single-serve containers of that stuff. Let's see, they're keeping the omelets, the burgers, the pancakes, a lot of menu items like their Fit Omelet no longer appear. They said we held on to popular items that weren't as difficult to prepare, lost complicated items that fewer guests ordered. So less variety, more consistency, I suppose, maybe is the way you would describe what's going on at the IHOP. International House of Pancakes.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.